all of your five senses. He wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense Him. Shout! Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back.
We will be discussing and sharing with you and revealing how many people have been deceived by false prophets through witchcraft. Witchcraft or prophecy is the subject tonight. You can call in to 818-431-8553. Witchcraft or prophecy. You know, many people have been deceived. They have been misled. A few days ago, we were talking about the love of money.
You see, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise Him for His grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, He doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious, my flesh had my spirit captive, but since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride.
My name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, may observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it, and it happens.
We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Living Life World Ministries. Get ready for a supernatural breakthrough and invasion of God's love. And now the Word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle of Living Life World Ministries, Roderick Owensby.
We will be discussing and sharing with you and revealing how many people have been deceived by false prophets through witchcraft or prophecy is the subject tonight. You can call in to 818-431-8553, 818-431-8553, witchcraft or prophecy. You know, many people have been deceived. They have been misled. A few days ago, we were talking about the love of money is the root of all evil. Yes, when you love money, that's witchcraft in itself. So we want to help you that are wondering why things are going bad in your life, why you're having so much trouble getting ahead, why it seems like you're feeling depressed all the time. Is sickness just sickness in of itself, or is it witchcraft? Many people have been in churches for years, believing God for a blessing, but eating man. And when you eat flesh, you get flesh. The curse has been broken, but we will destroy in the name of Jesus tonight the symptoms of the curse. Now, be back in just a moment. This is Roderick Owensby. Glory to God. I'll be right back.
I'm drunk in the spirit just like King David. I'm giggling cause it feels so good. Man, I would not stop this if I could. I'm staggering and I ain't drunk no liquor. I'm loaded and I ain't got no pistol. I'm moving and grooving up in this trail. And you would be too if you were just there.
Katrina Owensby.
Honey, I'm blessed. I'm looking forward to the word tonight because I know it's an eye-opener. It's going to free some things up in the spirit, and I am ready to see what God's going to do.
I sense right now, let us pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we come before you, and knowing that you are God, you're God by yourself.
Yes,
and thanking you that nothing is impossible for you. You can do all things but fail.
Yes.
And we are excited, God, for your presence and excited for you, what you're doing in this hour. You have led us even this morning to begin to share because many people are going to be set free. Millions of people are going to be set free, not by our word but by your word. We give you the glory. We thank you and we bless you. We know it is you. It's not our doing. It's not what we say. It is your presence. We come against every demonic force that will come against us, and we know that the battle is already won. And even as we are praying, God, we know that Jesus already prayed for us. Yes, our great intercessor. Those that have no place to lay their head. We ask, oh God, that you make us a blessing. Children that are hungry, elderly that are suffering, We pray, God, for the nation, the entire globe. We bless you, God, that your glory will fill the earth in the name of Jesus. And we know that you can send comfort. And we accept, God, that we are the head and not the tail. Thank you for my queen. Thank you for her love. Thank you for her steadfastness, Lord. I exalt her and praise her for her love and steadfastness. Thank you for our children, God, grandchildren. And thank you for our listeners who are listening, and we bless you for them in Jesus' name. We pray for our president. Protect President Obama. Protect him, God. Those that come against him, God, expose, oh God. We pray for him, God. We pray for his peace and his safety. And, oh God, touch the United States of America. Oh God, we ask you for a revival of conviction. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch the nations nearby, the countries, God. And we decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
well,
you,
praise Jesus. God, honey. I'm excited for what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling today, baby? What's on your spirit before we get into this?
I thank God because he is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
He is the one who walks the faith walk. He's the one who talks the faith talk.
Yes.
And we just get the opportunity or the privilege to see the faith that God walks through. See, because a lot of times we hear people saying those were the Bible days, but these are the Bible days.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times that God, Jesus himself, he's walking this earth and he's showing his faith unto the people. Many who proclaim Christ and many who don't proclaim Christ, they are seeing Christ. How do they see Christ? They see us walking in his body, and that's us. We say that we are one. We are one by the love of God. That's how we are one. And I thank God that because he is who he is, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart, and we're able to comprehend with all saints the love of God. What's the love of God? What's the height, the breadth, the length, the depth of who he is? I can talk to whomever, an atheist, someone who proclaims Christ and acts like an atheist. It's the love of God that causes us to communicate one to another. I thank God for his faith walk because it's in him that we move, breathe, and have our being. And he is doing this thing, and he's stirring us up in the spirit realm. And every step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. So I'm excited because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That
my
means
God.
It's a brand new day. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Joy is in the morning.
I love it. Thank God for you, my queen. I praise God for you. We also have the prophetess Sylvia Browning. God bless you.
Praise God. I just made it in on
praise
time.
God.
But
praise
I thank
God.
The Lord for him restoring my strength. I was a little fatigued today, but God is renewing my strength. Woman of God, Katrina, oh, I love you so much. King Roderick, you are just a gem, and all you guys are a beautiful couple.
Yeah. We just esteem you higher than ourselves. We do, and we thank God for you and how you are standing. And praise God, because breakthrough is here. It's here.
It's here.
All of you that are listening right now, you've been praying for a miracle, and many people have been deceived. We're going to destroy the deception of false prophecies, and so we're going to get rid of the spiritual debris. We're going to pick up the old branches and put them in the fire. Not that you don't believe God. There's some stuff that lingers even from generations before you got here. You got to get this. The life of the flesh is in the blood. You have to understand that. There are unbeliefs that will pass through the bloodline. So we want you to know that the power of God is here and the power of God is able, and nothing will prevail against what God's going to reveal tonight.
Love Talk Radio.
Alberta, God bless you. Love you. Thank God for you.
I'm blessed. I'm feeling fine. I was challenged a few times today, but I knew it's because I was out there being a soldier for the Lord. So I let it roll off my back like sweat, and I've been fine ever since.
We could feel you today as we were praying for you because, you know, you're helping building up the kingdom of God. The attacks will come. The attacks take you to the level that God meant for you to be on in the first place. And we strengthen our sister, Alberta. Go ahead and talk, Alberta, a little bit before we take a break. Tell us how your day's been.
I'm actually in a whole new light of myself growing, and I'm just blessed. I'm changing. The time come change, and it's my time right now. And it's been my time means I'm turning myself totally around, a whole new leaf, a whole new color, a brighter day. And they kind of like was giving me a lot of negativity. And even with my friends, even she kind of was like, what? I'm proud of what you did in school, and but you don't curse that much, and you're not doing this, and you're not doing, you know what I'm saying? So who you with this month? It almost tucked me there again to the old Berta. I shook it off, and I was back blessed and chipper a few seconds after that. To God be the glory.
Yes. Amen. We thank God for your honesty. He cannot deal with people that cannot admit where they've been because we all are naked before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Halloween been over.
Yeah.
Take off the mask, and I'm speaking to the nations. Everybody know how people get on earth. Sex.
Yes. Come on.
We have things happen to little girls and boys because everybody got their mouths closed. And all in bear.
Right.
Listen, if you can speak in tongue and prophesy, if you can do all that, then you can. Listen, if you can reveal somebody got 12 demons, you can be honest about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's right.
Well, yes, yes. If you don't believe it, keep reading your Bible. Jesus revealed things in people.
Yes, he did.
There was a young man came to Jesus. He said, hey, I saw you under that tree.
Yes.
Told him where he was. So there's a spirit that's against truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the spirit of truth, you tell the truth.
Yes.
And then, you know, you go to court, they'll say, put your hand on the Bible. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing what? But the truth.
But the truth.
Yes. I speak the truth in love. That people think that's not love. Open rebuke is better than secret love. These folk that
that's
got this kind of love that you hide with, that's not the real love of God.
No.
Yes.
Get ready. Get ready. It's coming.
We're going to make mistakes and have a price to pay. But I ain't never seen a perfect man. Saved by grace. You never make everybody happy. God in heaven has a blessing. Bruises and blemishes everywhere. Just remember this through the prayer and reveal me. A prayer.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Ornsby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Well, we are back. I want you all to know that there is a spirit of control in the land. A very, very strong spirit of control. I want you to understand that no weapon that is formed against the people of God will prosper. No weapon. Now, the Word of God did not say that the weapon wouldn't be formed. But it says no weapon that is formed against you would prosper. Now, let me start off by saying this. We have to understand that many times it looks like that the enemy is closing in on us, but it's not the enemy. We can sense when the enemy is forming his weapons against us. I don't care if it's in your finances. I don't care if it's in your relationship. I don't care if it's with your family. Whatever is formed, know this, it will not prosper. There's a lot of misuse of prophecies nowadays. Much, much misuse. And sometimes you can make major life decisions on a prophecy rather than hearing God for yourself in marriage and in ministry. And sometimes when you're in ministry, you have to really be careful. You have to really be careful because you can hear a word. Listen closely. And that word that is given to you many times could be given to you out of the wrong motives. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen a lot in the church. We have people that will prophesy, and they mean well. For example, it's never wrong to speak that God's going to bless somebody. God's going to bless somebody financially because a lot of things that people speak, it could be a prayer. And then it could be a word of the Lord, a word of knowledge concerning an issue. And I'll tell everybody, it's important that you study and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you. 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the gifts of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. And in 1 Corinthians 12, in verse 1, it deals with, number one, it deals with the word of wisdom. After the introduction by Paul, and he was telling the people in Corinth, you were led astray, Gentiles led astray unto dumb idols, even as you were led. And then he begins to deal with this particular charismatic church. He was dealing with them about the gifts of the Spirit. Now, what you would notice in 1 Corinthians 12, you would notice that the first gift mentioned is the word of wisdom. Very important. Why would the first supernatural gift be the word of wisdom? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So to operate in any gift without the fear of the Lord is witchcraft in itself. Some of these people, not only on television, I bless every ministry that's obeying God, but some of this stuff that you see locally is just as bad as what you see many times on television. Listen closely. Any time a person, I don't care who it is, prophesy, listen, out of wants. As innocent as it is, it can be the spirit of witchcraft, which will always come following rebellion. It's in the books of Samuel. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Now, the prophet told King Saul, who rejected the word of the Lord and disobeyed the Lord, and he lost his kingdom. Why? King Saul thought he was doing good when he spared those kings. He apparently had plans for those kings, maybe make them slaves and use their knowledge to conquer. However, he disobeyed God. So we have to understand, we cannot prophesy. I'm going to have a school of prophets for a little bit tonight. I tell prophets all the time, don't prophesy out of feelings. Young man said to me, God going to give you $80 million. I said, praise God. I would give you, if I had $80 million, he said, I would give you half of it. I said, well, praise the Lord. Bless God. Then I asked him to do something small for me that wouldn't cost $5. I test prophets. Come on here. He couldn't do it.
Uh-uh.
Now, how are you going to give me half of $80 million and the prophet says, do this for me? Didn't involve money, but you couldn't do it. Well, now you know it was not a word of the Lord.
That's right.
That's called a wish, not a prophecy. Then you have people, you got to be careful of this, that will prophesy to people that they don't know to try to impress.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes say hi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just say, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
All is well.
Yes.
I don't have to prophesy just to talk to you.
Yes.
Anybody know me? You have never known me. Every time I see you, I got a prophecy. Sometimes God will give me a word of wisdom. And a lot of people reject that now because it's a word of wisdom, it's a word of knowledge, it's a word to understand where you are. Come on.
Yes.
But see, it's called tickling the ear. People use prophecy to win an argument. Because we need more fathers in the gospel. We need more mothers in the gospel. I've been in a situation where God gave me a word of knowledge for a sister, and it went against what she thought God said to her, so she immediately got upset.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you hear this word that I just received? My name going to be in lights. Cameras going to be flashing. A red carpet coming out of the sky and falling on the ground before I walk on it. And now you've given me a correction. Then the spirit of rebellion reveals itself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know that's still a student that's not ready, because when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes, you sure did. I mean, that's good.
Y'all getting this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all ready for this now?
Yes.
Now, you can throw wisdom out the door and common sense out the door. If you do, you get into the stage where people become puffed up over a spoken word over them. Big prophecies mean, listen closely, if you receive a big prophecy, it means one thing, humility and servanthood.
Yeah.
In other words, if you receive that you're going to have 7 islands, get ready for wisdom. Then that means God's going to take you through some humbling experience.
Oh, God, yes.
Come on.
If you receive a prophecy about your name is going to be great, the world is going to know you. And see, I appreciate what God prepared me for as a boy. He showed me a dream that I was walking through the mud with my dad's Bible. My dad hadn't gone on to heaven. I kept that dream. I was walking through the mud. Mud was up to my waist. And I had my dad's brown Thompson chain Bible. I will never forget it. And I could look at my life and see how God, from birth to now, caused me to walk through the mud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I didn't jump out there and just try to be a wonder. I took the road that was kind of bumpy. It didn't look too smooth. And my other peers, they took the road that was glamorous. I went where God told me to go. One thing I know, and I understand something. Let me tell you something about the anointing. Anybody anointed went through some H-E-L-L.
Yes, right.
Now, a lot of people go through stuff, and they get puffed up, and you have to be careful when you get puffed up, then you don't receive correction.
That's right.
That's one sign. When you get puffed up and you begin to resist the authority of God,
Yeah.
15 years ago, I spoke a word. They rejected that word because it didn't have any bells on it.
Oh, my.
Come on, y'all. It didn't have any glitter on it. It didn't shine, you know. It was a word that looked like it had two left shoes on and a yellow sock and a green sock.
Yeah. Thank you.
Come on. It was a word that some would call a nerd. It was like a nerd word. But you know what, 15 years later? I had a call from a man who told me, I didn't understand you, Roger. I did not understand you, but it took 15 years for me to understand you. That's called a father in the spirit.
That's right.
I give God the glory for every word. I get people all the time coming back and saying, I'm sorry. I'm saying, it's okay. It's okay. I forgive you. I forgave you then. Mm-hmm. Now, come on. Let's praise God together. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want people feeling guilt and feeling bad because of a rejection. I understand that people are on a certain level that I haven't apprehended. I know what it is to be immature.
Love Hope Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I know what it is to reject when you know God told you to do something and you didn't do it. I know what that is.
Yes.
You know, I've been kind of blonde. Slow. I love y'all too. Now, listen.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Thank you, baby. Think what you don't understand on the shelf. You hear a word before you reject it. Wait on it. But avoid, watch this, rifle shotgun prophecies. Pow! You know what that is, y'all? We got bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
Some prophecies, y'all, are for long term. Mm-hmm. Some are for short term. And then some prophecies deal with the big picture, and others are steak on the plate while you wait. Watch it now.
Uh-huh.
Galatians 4:4, y'all. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Even when you're born, you're going to have some restrictions. Even when it's your time, there's going to be some legalism people are going to try to put on you. But when the fullness of time comes, I can feel my fullness coming. I don't know about y'all.
Hallelujah.
And I can feel it coming. I can feel it. But you know what? I'm telling myself every day, Roger, don't you ever forget where God brought you from. Don't you ever forget when somebody calls you and say, I need your help. And don't you ever always do what you always done. Help them. Help them. I don't care what time of day it is, what time of night.
Yeah.
Don't you do like Mr. Tower himself. Brag on how many billions he have in the bank.
Thank you, Jesus.
While people are hurting and starving. The devil is a liar.
Yeah.
You know, God spoke something to me, and I'm going to say it on the air before the globe. There's somebody representing the fall of a false doctrine of racism. And even as the Berlin Wall came down, there's some stuff that is about to fall. You heard it here.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory
somebody
to God.
God is using to destroy a pride and an arrogance that's been
yes.
in this world too long.
Yes, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. You better
yes.
hear.
Yes.
God is opening up some stuff. It won't be but a few days. God, he's getting ready to bust that pride. I'm talking about that
yeah.
pride that says, I'm saved. Yeah, I don't like black people, but I'm saved. Or that pride that says, I'm saved, but I don't like white people. I'm saved. Oh, he's about to bust that junk right open.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Because all racism is a sickness. That's sick. You don't like nobody because of the color of their skin. Go get a crayon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Caucasian people. It's our own folks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I love you.
I love you.
Love Talk Radio.
Now let's get into this. Let me deal with a spirit of witchcraft in the home.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ladies, I'm about to drop a bomb on you. Get fasten your seatbelts.
Thank you, Lord.
Do y'all remember hearing this growing up? Say a husband and a wife. And the woman said, it's like I could talk all day. Soon as daddy come home, all he got to do is walk in the door. And all the children, they get so quiet and they become like angels. Make
mm-hmm.
me so sick I want to whoop him. You heard it. Don't act like you haven't heard that.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
right.
Now, let me tell you something. You know what that was? As innocent as it sounds? What God was saying through the children is, wives, be subject to the anointing in your husband.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he was. But
yes,
see, the spirit of witchcraft has stepped in there. The Bible said a child shall what? Leave them. Not just to the man, to God.
Amen. Thank you,
now,
Jesus.
Now, what has happened? Rebellion stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
And Eve, that's your body.
Mm-hmm.
I know God said the two become one. If you under the influence of control, what you thought right then, when I said what I said, is what you thought right then is about some man that did you wrong.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus.
And that keeps a woman from developing her God nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Pass me the other knife. Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Jesus.
Okay.
Put it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, let me drink some water.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking about witchcraft. Now, I didn't say a woman was a witch.
No, you didn't.
Neither
mm-hmm.
did I say a man is a warlock.
No, you didn't.
I said the spirit of control.
Yes,
yes,
you did.
Now, watch this. While women have a lot to say about no good men and finding fault with them, very few women cry out and fear not against canceled births.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Which on an average, 40 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put down no woman. I'm not condemning or rebuking any woman. And sad enough to say, and you hear that control spirit saying through the woman, it's my body. I
yes.
do what I want to do. And then you talk about he cheated. Well, if it's your body, then that's his body. If you, I mean, if you're going to be carnal, just have a carnal party.
Yes, yes.
Don't be carnal, and then all of a sudden, you want him to be super spiritual to hold his peace and let God fight his battle. But that's talked about. That's like, shh, don't say that. That's her body.
Mm-hmm.
No, the word of God declares that the man has not power over his body, but the woman.
That's right.
The
That's
woman
right.
has not power over her body, but the man. So wait a minute now. I thought we were supposed to stop all these diseases. Now,
come on,
if you're a wife and you know you have a husband, then you could do what you want with your body, but then you want to complain when he does what he wants with his body, then you should have married yourself.
You know you've been Superwoman. Come on. So we play strong.
Right.
Somebody tell them to put it for you. I'm okay.
Right.
I want to somebody tomorrow one time. I say, God bless you. I'm already blessed. I said, $2,000. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I write me a check.
The same precious hearts will run to any so-called prophet. Prophet Bobo is coming to our church. Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. As soon as that man lets you know he's not God, then here comes a scandal.
Come on.
You want a word?
Yes.
Isaiah 30, verse 10. They say to the seers, see not. Prophesy deceit. Tell me a lie. Mm. Tell me I'm going to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of the rebellion of both man and woman in the home, so money is being made by the billions.
Amen.
Love Talk Radio. Hands on me. As soon as that man lets you know he's not God, then here comes a scandal.
Come on.
You want a word?
Yes.
Isaiah 30, verse 10. They say to the seers, see not. Prophesy deceit. Tell me a lie. Mm. Tell me I'm going to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of the rebellion of both man and woman in the home, so money is being made by the billions.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
Want your lover back? Request a retrieve. Lover spell.
Jesus.
Need more money? A money spell. Want to right a wrong? Request a retribution spell. Need better luck? You can get a luck spell.
Jesus.
Want to cast your own spell? Try witch doctor spell kit.
Jesus.
Blazing fast spell. Gypsy spells, voodoo spells, relationship doctor spells, good luck wonder doll, spell kits, voodoo dolls, silver jewelry, astrology reading, zodiac spells, return a lost love spell, need more money spell, our guarantee, testimonials. They got what's called blazing fast spells. That's what people who say they love God are dealing with. I want a man to fall in love with me, so I'm gonna go learn how to put some around his stick.
Wow, God.
Slap him on the hip three times, and then he's coming back every Thursday.
Oh, Jesus.
Spells like take my, the woman, one woman was talking about, take her orgasm and put it in his suit.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, he might think it's seasoning.
Jesus.
Then he'll come running back. Women, those same women.
Old wives' tales.
Because my body belonged to me. See, the enemy knew. See, the enemy was smart. I hear women preach, and they preach against men, some of them. And then I hear some ignorant men saying that God didn't call a woman to preach. That has nothing to do with Roderick Owensby. I've been made an apostle by the Lord Jesus, but greater than that, I am a king with a kingly anointing.
Yes.
Yes. Glory.
Because you know what? Everybody want to be a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But the most looked over anointing in the Bible is the king's anointing. I accept that in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now listen closely.
Thank you, Jesus.
The couple buster curse. Warning. Listen to this. There's a warning that comes with this spell. This spell brings dissension and despair into an existing relationship. It's called the couple buster.
Jesus.
This stuff is real, y'all.
Yes, it is.
The people of God may not know this, but this couple buster spell is being used on the people of God.
Jesus.
And then there is what's called the triple cast spells.
What?
It's called the 3X.
Mm.
The mother of all spells. Listen.
Jesus.
It takes a master psychic that will cast this spell once, then again, then one more time. It's called the 3X triple cast spell.
Jesus.
Now, let me say something. No spell. See, if you said spell to me, I'm asking you what word you want me to spell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But God released me early this morning around 3 o'clock. He said, now release this. Then look, there's something that's called an Andrika, the witch. Magical powers beyond your imagination. See what Andrika's Wicca spells can do for you.
Jesus.
Then there is the gypsy hypnotic spells.
Mm.
These powerful spells are often described as hypnotic because they seem to enchant and mesmerize the person to whom the spell was cast on.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You want some weapons? You're going to get it tonight.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
Now watch this. Many people have used this to get money in the church. Let me show you a popular one that is used by false prophets to get your money. And
yeah.
You know what? You know what I don't like? God's people know that someone is a true prophet and won't give them a dime. But see, they want their time.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'd rather God reward me. Because when God raised up the king and his queen, you can't take them down, baby.
No, not at all.
Now watch the witch doctors, false prophets. This is a popular one. It's called, are you ready for this, y'all? The instant turnaround spell. Now watch this. Now watch this. The instant turnaround spell. Now, are you in a situation, listen to this, that calls for drastic action, but you don't know what action to take, then the instant turnaround spell will help you. It'll help you find love. It'll help you bring men under a spell. It will help you gain money, financial access through hypnotic spells. This is a mess, y'all.
Yes.
This one is used, and it is so popular, until it takes the Holy Ghost to discern who's using it and who's not.
Mm-hmm. the whole armor of God. Let me simply say one word that describes the whole armor of God: Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Watch this. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Huh? Demons uses human beings to carry out their dirty work.
Come on.
It's just like a person that is drunk. You cannot blame that person for what that person is doing at the time they are drunk. Because there's a spirit controlling them. And watch this. They are emotional. Some people act it out in a rage, and then some people become little babies. The ones you got to be careful of is the ones that act it out in a rage. Why? Because the liquor brings out the bitterness and anger. That's dangerous. Now listen closely. I'm about to let you go. Hallelujah. Watch this. But the part God put in my spirit so strongly is the wrestle.
Yes.
Jacob wrestled.
Yes.
Wrestling is not bad, but it's important who you wrestle.
Who you wrestle.
Come on.
I don't mind wrestling to get the blessing on angels. God told me to tell y'all, y'all got y'all. Angel that sent to protect you standing back and you wrestling an evil angel.
Yeah, wow.
Evil angels in your family.
Wow.
In your brothers, in your nephews, and all those evil angels. And y'all just wrestling. And here's one way that you wrestle.
Wow.
You cannot talk sense in a demon filled brother.
Come on now.
You might as well shut your mouth. Run your mouth, shut it up.
Come on.
Because you cannot make a demon behave because it's stronger than you.
Yes, God.
And don't you know that those demons will get quiet?
Yes, Lord. Yes,
especially if you win a debate. That's not the demon getting quiet. That's the body that the demon is using. Tired. And then it'll rise back up.
Come on now.
You said, why do I keep dealing with this? Somebody here, you tired of faith.
most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it, and it happens.
We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Living Life World Ministries.